Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Yeah, truth, James 5:16 tells us this: silence doesn't bring healing, but confession and community do. And when we're open and transparent, you know, if we're silent, we think, you know, in a demonic way, we think we're okay. If I just don't share this, I think I can manage the sin or control this. But in reality, you're not free. You're tied up and you're in bondage. But when you confess and you're in community with men you love and trust, and they love and trust you, I mean, just the strength of getting it out to the light, man, the light comes on. We can see, we can deal with the issue, but you can't deal with it if you don't, you know, confess it and get it out there.
Yeah. And I actually think more highly of men that come and confess. I don't condemn them. I don't judge them. I'm thinking more highly of guys that say, I need help in this area.
Amen.
And that's where the freedom comes from. So the lure is fatal, and all of us know that. All of us have taken the bait, and all of us have been lied to. All of us have grabbed it thinking it's going to bring freedom, and it brings a suppression and bondage. And we're going to end, don't worry, listeners, we're going to end on, even though there's a loss that's final, there's a lure that is fatal, we're going to talk about the Lord's faithfulness here in a little bit, so hang tight on that. But let's just talk about the loss being final. So it says, once again, in Proverbs 6:26, that if the man takes this bait of the harlot, he's reduced to a crust of bread. And I think most men don't think about the after effects, the consequences of this sin. We are living in the moment, how we feel in the moment. That's why I said, you said it, Keith, flee immediately. John Eldridge, you're stronger at the beginning of temptation. But I can't help but read that and think of Jesus's words. If your right arm calls you to sin, cut it off. If your left eye calls you to sin, pluck it out. It's better for you to go to heaven maimed than hell full body. And the consequences of not rooting out sin in your life is very dangerous. So talk about the loss for a moment and how final that can be. Because nobody, I say this when I counsel people that's been divorced or people have had affairs, I don't know a man, maybe they're out there, I don't know a man or a woman who goes to the marriage altar and saying, for better, for worse, but I'm going to divorce you one day. I'm going to have an affair on you one day. I'm going to ruin my life one day. But when we don't have these boundaries and these areas in our life that we're not keeping check on in our hearts, those things happen. It's a slow fade, as Psalm 1 says, when we continue to sin. So talk about the loss being final for a minute.
Yeah, I think you just got to go back to Proverbs and let Proverbs speak. I think, you know, there's segments of scripture throughout Proverbs that deal with the immoral woman. And, you know, it's Proverbs 2, I think it's Proverbs 5, obviously 6, and then 7. Then you kind of want to compare that to Proverbs 31. There's even other sections in scripture, primarily in Proverbs, that really hit to this price. There's a price. As you listen to Proverbs chapter 5, you know, this price that we're giving away, 9 and 10 says, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one, lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labors go to the house of a foreigner. So what you've worked for, what you've invested in, the prime of your life, all that you've poured into, and this family you've built and all these things, in one moment you've paid a price that somebody else is enjoying your home, your wife, your youth, and raising your kids. Man, good night. What a price. Not that you can't come back, but you'll never come back as you were.
That's right.
I think let the word of God speak to us. I was asked one time to speak on sexual immorality or sexual purity and purity. And I sent them my manuscript because they wanted to see it. And I said, hey, we don't want to use all these verses here. I don't think we ought to be using all the scripture. And I'm sitting thinking, man, you don't need me, bro. The only way I'm going to win in this series is the word of God.
Amen.
As the scripture says, that the word is sharper than a two-edged sword, because he describes the immoral woman that her words are as sharp as a two-edged sword. So, you know, you might come back and you might bounce back, but you'll never come back as you were. And Proverbs 6, 32 and 33, whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. Listen to that price. Wounds and dishonor he will get, and his reproach will not be wiped away. So it's an enormous, enormously high price that we pay. You know, the hook's in the look. And, you know, once you get hooked on this, you're, you know, some even say in psychology and other things that I've even read and just, you know, just perused over the years, that there's brain ruts that are actually created in your brain that create enticement and those kind of things, or you kind of thrive on that, you know, the appetite of that and the enticement of that. And, you know, you're paying a price already without even recognizing this. And again, there is this hunt for this precious life. There's something that's valuable, something that's significant that God wants us to have and embrace. And we really miss out on it when we allow the enemy to pull us away to something he wants us to wrap our lives around, and it's destructive.
And I wish, so when I hear these things, and I'm telling you, the listeners, this stuff helps my soul. I need to talk about this. I need to hear this. When I hear about the price, it makes me want to strive even more as the Spirit leads me to commit myself to sexual purity. When I hear of guys falling, I don't say, oh, I can't believe they would ever do that. I say I'm one mistake away from ruining my life. I think you said it, Keith, you're, you know, sin makes you stupid. You're one sin away from being dumb and stupid. And I don't want to ruin my life. I wish more guys would think about that price and that pain. So yes, you can come back, you said, but you're never the same. And I think of King David, and you look at most men in the Bible who God was using, and sexual morality ruined their ministry. And yes, David, by God's grace, Nathan said, what you did deserved death, but you shall not die. That's the grace of God that you can't out-sin. But he said bloodshed should never leave your home. His ministry was never the same. So I think what I hear us saying here on this loss, that there's a price and there's pain as well. There's pain in your life, in your ministry, in your family. And I know we don't have time to reference it, but I reread the story. And I think you said in the sermon, Keith, that it's taken from beneath the surface. It's a story of a dad having an affair on his wife, and he ruined his family, and went off with the mistress and divorced his wife, and is trying to have a relationship with his kids. And it, when I read that story, it is so heartbreaking of the price and the pain that his sexual morality, and that's not an overnight sin. That is a slow fade. That's why I'm saying, maybe it is a flip phone. I've known guys who've been addicted to pornography from their cell phones, and they had to give up their cell phones for a while. It's that slow fade. It's looking, it's lusting, then it's talking, and then it's meeting, and then you're in the ditch that you never thought you would be in. So we need to think about that last day. I heard somebody say one time, the most important day of my marriage is the last day. Yeah. And I remember sitting, playing in the backyard one time with all of the kids. We're at my parents' house, and all of my brothers and sisters and their kids were there. My kids were there, which rarely happens because they still live in South Georgia and I'm in Kentucky. We were all in the backyard of my parents' property. And my parents were, you know, celebrating close to 50 years. They've since celebrated 52 years, but it's closer to 50th anniversary. And they're rocking in the rocking chair and they're holding hands and they're looking over this property. And I don't know what they were talking about, but I can imagine it going something like this: isn't God faithful?
Amen.
And I thought in that moment, I said, one day by God's grace, I want to be sitting in the rocking chair and looking at my family, my kids, by God's grace, hopefully my grandkids, and not mess it up.
Wow.
If I mess it up, I don't know if I'll be looking out across that property, seeing God's faithfulness through that. So, you know, we have to understand. I think it was Keith, you know, you've listened to Crawford Loritz a lot more than me. I know you've met him, but I think I heard him say one time that he, one of the things that he was doing to understand the loss, he could lose his family if he was sexually impure, that every time he spoke at a conference, I don't think he ever went alone for one, but two, he would always hang a picture of his family on the mirror. And people are like, why are you hanging a picture of your wife and kids on a mirror? He said, because I don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
I can mess that up at any point. So I'm alone in a hotel room. I could watch and nobody would know. I could probably do something nobody would know, but I don't want to lose that. It's keeping that before you. The loss is painful and final.
Well, I think, you know, you just hit it. I've heard this and processed this recently, that purity brings clarity, but clarity brings peace. And so you're talking about sitting in a rocking chair because you had a vision for purity and it gave, you know, helped you get clarity in what you wanted to have and pursue. Well, it put up parameters already around your life. And so, you know, thinking about those rocking chairs or even that picture on the TV or wherever you put it at, on your phone, you know, the first thing I say is my wife. I'm going to open my phone up. I thank God for that. And that's just something that I want that gives me clarity, that helps me have peace. And so I think you can get to the place of peace if you fall in sexually. I've done that. I know what it's like to get on the other side of that. I know what it's like to fall in sexual sin. Thank God I did that before I got married. But at the same time, you know, I wished I never would have done that because there was a price to pay in my current marriage that we had to work through and navigate. And, you know, I've had to tell my kids, you know, I had to be clear about that and try to help them in the protection of what they may get involved in. So I think we're all after peace and we want to live in a life of peace and tranquility, but you got to fight for that. You know, and that's where it comes in that the Lord is faithful. Yeah. You got to stay awake and stay aware.
Yeah, there's no way you can forecast those consequences. There's no way you can tell what it's going to produce in your life, the broken relationships. I remember hearing a story about a daughter that was playing outside at her home, and her dad had a office at home where he worked at home, and she just playing went up to the window to look inside at her dad. And when she looked inside, she saw him looking at pornography on the computer. And for the longest time, they had a broken relationship, and he had no idea that it stemmed back to that moment where she saw him in the office where he was like, and you hit it, Keith, it's a fight. And that day he lost.
Yeah.
He lost not just in what he was looking at, but it cost him in his relationship with his daughter. And he had no idea for the longest time what was taking place. And it is every day. It's a fight. We get up and we have to fight that battle.
It is. Yeah. And he's thinking this is a private moment he's got that became very painful for, you know, not just, I mean, he felt the pain, didn't know what the pain was there. There's a disconnect between his daughter. So she's carrying that pain, don't know how to communicate that probably. And I don't know, man, I thank God for his word that, you know, we talked about these two major difficulties here, you know, the lure and the loss that we all have probably experienced in some way, but thank God for the Lord's faithfulness. Thank God he can pull us out of it. Thank God he can wash us white as snow.
Yes.
Thank God he can give us another start. He can get us on a pathway of righteousness and purity that brings peace along the way. So
if you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.